From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. A controversial Justice Department gun-walking operation aimed at Mexican crime cartels, known as Fast and Furious, was misguided and mismanaged, but not at the direction of Attorney General Eric Holder. NPR's Carrie Johnson is at the Justice Department in Washington, where the report of Inspector General Michael Horowitz has been released.
The bulk of the blame in this Inspector General report is placed right at the feet of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms in Arizona and the U.S. Attorney's Office in Arizona. The Inspector General says that they were so hell-bent on making a big criminal case against the Mexican drug cartel that it blinded them to the public safety problems and risks with letting guns go into the hands of criminals.
NPR's Carrie Johnson, the bungled gun trafficking probe in Arizona resulted in hundreds of weapons turning up at crime scenes in the U.S. and Mexico, including the killing of U.S. Border Patrol agent Brian Terry. In the wake of the report, former Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives Director Kenneth Melson has retired, and former Criminal Division Deputy Jason Weinstein has resigned. A new poll shows President Obama in a strong position compared with past victorious presidential candidates in his race against GOP nominee Mitt Romney. NPR's Craig Windham reports the survey was done by the Pew Research Center.
The head of the center, Andy Kohut, tells NPR the poll shows Mr. Obama with an 8% lead.
That's stronger than the last three winning presidential candidates at this point in the campaign.
Kohut says Mr. Romney has a small, statistically insignificant lead on dealing with the issues of jobs and the deficit. Kohut acknowledges that some other polls show the race to be tighter, however.
The overall drift of the polling is now stronger for Obama, and the race is close in some polls, and Obama leads in others, but in no polls do we see Romney ahead.
Kohut says the Pew survey found that Mr. Obama has a 3-to-1 lead over Mr. Romney when people were asked which candidate connects well with ordinary Americans. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
French embassies and schools in 20 countries will close temporarily after a French magazine published cartoons mocking the Prophet Muhammad. From Paris, the BBC's Christian Fraser has more.
There are 20 cartoons in this latest edition of Charlie Hebdo over four pages, satirizing Muslim fundamentalism and the Prophet Muhammad. The magazine pokes fun at the violent reaction in the past week in the Muslim world to a short American film that insulted Islam. The editor of the magazine told the BBC he was using the cartoons to make fun of the film rather than the prophet, but some of these images will be viewed as deeply offensive, even by non-Muslims.
The BBC's Christian Fraser. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow up 46, NASDAQ up 10. This is NPR News. At this hour, in the rotunda of the U.S. Capitol, Congress is awarding the Congressional Gold Medal to Aung San Suu Kyi of Myanmar, also known as Burma. She endured years of repression only to transition from political dissident to lawmaker. Later in the day, President Obama will welcome his fellow Nobel laureate to the Oval Office. Suu Kyi is expected to discuss the prospects of Washington lifting economic sanctions on Myanmar in response to political reform. There's trouble in South Africa's platinum mining industry. NPR's Ophabia Quisdarkton has details on labor unrest and clashes with police.
South African police spokesman Dennis Adriao says police use tear gas and stun grenades, as well as rubber bullets, to break up an illegal gathering near Sondela informal settlement. That's near the operations of Anglo-American Platinum. The company said yesterday work had resumed as normal after reopening five mines in the Rustenburg Platinum Corridor northwest of Johannesburg. But Anglo Platinum said an unspecified number of mine workers had yet to report for duty. Deadly wildcat strikes have shaken South Africa's key mining industry, the engine that drives the continent's leading economy. Ophabia Quisdarkton, NPR News, Johannesburg.
The nation's seafood business is booming, according to a report from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. The catch, as of 2011, hit a 17-year high, with New Bedford, Massachusetts, claiming top spot for value. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.